Jen Shaw.
And I'm Kate O'Reilly. And you're listening to XOXO
JK,
a show about good stuff, real stuff, funny stuff.
Funny stuff.
This week, we're going to take a deep dive into online dating and modern dating in general.
Oh, good.
I know. And no, there is sort of like a general, like, big sigh that happens whenever we bring up this topic. But I am full of hope. I'm just full of hope. And we have already started the conversation. I want to mention right away on our Facebook page, XOXO JK Podcast. And there are a dozen or so comment, like long,
awesome,
good, great feedback there already. So I'm really excited about that because something new we're starting by trying to get you, our listeners, more involved in the show topics.
In the conversation.
Yeah, into the conversation. So check that out if you're interested in this topic. And also, please write your own reply and give us, because if we give each other our knowledge, right, this can only become a better experience.
Well, I wish, like, we have a few female comments on the Facebook, but not a lot of male perspective.
Yeah.
And I would love to understand male perspective. I mean, I have a lot of guy friends who, as an online dater myself, I have a lot of guy friends who do it too, but
share your knowledge too.
Yeah.
Guys.
I want to know because I think it's different kind of what we're going for.
So
and
today,
what we're
looking
at.
Well, let's talk about like rules or guidelines.
Yeah.
Different perspectives, female, male, same sex, which sites or apps where people have had the most positive experiences. How else besides these sites or apps do you try and meet people? Do you take breaks? How do you stay positive? What have you learned? And then like, how can I support you as someone who's not using these sites, who knows how hard it can be?
Mm-hmm.
What can I do? And then maybe just overall etiquette stuff would be awesome too. I mean, I know that some of it is lost, right? Some of the stuff is lost, and we'll know and never get it back. But maybe some things that you do to make it better.
Did you ever do online dating, Kate?
I have never.
That is so amazing.
I had to do it because before I was married, it didn't exist.
Right.
So actually, I shouldn't say that. It may have started to exist, like there may be one site then, like there was one of maybe match.com or eHarmony was around then, but I feel like it was like when I was taking the wagon to school
and we walked up
in my petticoat and my bonnet
in barefoot in the snow.
Dear Pa, it's been a hard cold winter, but after I got divorced, I wasn't dating and I had just decided it was going to be myself and the business and the boys. And I was pretty sure that I would have sex again, but I was unsure at that point. And it sounds like I'm, you know, it's not, and it doesn't mean anything now because my life has changed so much. But I met Kyle, my partner, on a total fluke. And at a bonfire in real life. Man. And I was completely under the, you know, just like, I'm not dating. Essentially, like, hadn't even entered my mind yet. I hadn't even made the rule yet.
Yeah.
Was just like, I'm just getting better. Nobody deserves this mess I've
kind
of just come out of, et cetera, et cetera. And then, so that's a long answer.
You're so
lucky.
Which
is what I am.
That's so great.
Yeah. And then I was just like, why do I feel warm? When I was near him, it was like really just a real meeting in public. We didn't know each other online. We didn't know. We had obviously people in common because we wound up at the same party, but it wasn't friends. It was just like acquaintances. So, yeah. So, no, I haven't. And I'm perpetually fascinated. And I've thought about joining just to see what it's like in some ways, just to get like a better experience of what so many of my close friends are going through, trying to meet people this way. And some of it being like so hopeful and like the vastness of it seems hopeful that there's so many people there. But then obviously the other side of it is the horror stories and the sort of like TMI right away and, you know,
inappropriate
and pictures that are sent without soliciting them. Everybody knows what we're talking about.
Pictures of Dick Clark.
Pictures of Dick Clark.
Yeah.
American Bandstand. Yeah.
Or Dick Cheney.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so...
Or Dick Nickel. Or Dick Wolf. I don't know. Pretty much just a dick.
A dick pick, as the kids say. So rules and guidelines of feeding people online, like, do you try it? I saw a couple of the comments said that they hope to like meet as soon as possible.
Yep.
Because agreed. The online interactions can go on for days, and really until you meet in person, you have no idea if it's really going to be a match.
Yep. No context. And especially, I mean, you can be whoever you want to be in typing. You can be any single person that you want. And I agree with that. I like to meet people really quick because you can tell within 2 minutes if there's a good chemistry or dynamic between you. And and there have been plenty of situations where I was like, within 30 seconds, I was like, oh, we're good. Like, yeah. How do I get out of this situation?
Yeah. And someone had said they usually make sure that they're on a short date. No matter how it goes.
Yeah, a short date or, you know, depending on the situation for sure. And I always, and I know I have some other friends who've done this too, let me know. Like I always tell at least one friend the address, the name, where I'm going. Mm-hmm. So and then I always end it with, just in case I die, you know, where I was last. Which is awful.
Where your body's found?
Yes, which is awful, but necessary. Like,
yeah.
I don't think men have that same kind of issue. And like, as a comedian, like in my profile, like it says I'm a comedian, and I just have that because I need that to be out there like right away, so people who are fixated on that, I can tell right away and like move past them.
Yes.
Which happens a lot. And yes. And dudes constantly will want to come see me perform, and I'm like, no, like
like meeting the family.
Yeah, I was like, almost. Here's the thing. We usually have to meet. We meet first, and then I'll decide if I want to invite you to come see me perform. What I think is fascinating is,
wow,
it's also a free country. You can do what you want. So if you rolled up to a show of mine, I would never know. But like, I'm not going to blatantly invite you to do that because gross.
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah, I was like, you could be a murderer. Like, let's get real. But yeah, I know I have another friend who used to make the guys give them her or their driver's license.
Really?
And she would text a picture of them to her friends and, you know, where they were going to. So just in case there was any situation, like, it's a safety thing too, you know?
Wow.
You gotta
imagine how.
You have to be really safe about it. And there's a lot of, I mean, think about it, like Craigslist or, I mean, that's not my choice of online dating sites, but like, there's a lot of crazy people out there, and people can portray themselves however they want on the internet, you know?
Yeah, that's very true. And I feel like, do you feel like there is like an access as a comedian that you don't, like you're uncomfortable with? Like where once they know your name, they could come and...
Oh my God, you Google...
Do you feel like that's just true of everyone now?
Well, if you Google my name, just my first name in comedian, like Minneapolis,
you're out.
I come up.
Yeah.
Like, it's not that hard. And, yeah. And so, you know, I mean, which is unnecessary. I mean, granted, it's not like my home address shows up or anything like that, but my schedule of shows and like things that are there, but like, that's a necessary piece for like what I'm doing. So I don't know how to fight that, but I also don't want to, I also want people to know that, like, that's who I am right away, so that all the people who are like, tell me a joke, like, I don't have to deal with those people. Like, you can, like, weed those people out right away.
Right. That's good. I'd imagine, too, that there's, like, advantages to not going to places that you frequent.
Yeah.
Because then you don't have, like a bad stamp on that place. But I'm not sure. And so what do you like to do? Like, what do, you know, I'd love input on that. Like, what do you...
For a date?
Like, do you have, like, a standard thing? This is what I do on a date. I meet at this place so I can, like, you know, park easily.
Yeah.
I know they have a happy hour. I know a couple of bartenders or whatever. Or do you have, like, a daytime thing that you like to do? Or
yeah, no. I like to go for a drink. Mm-hmm. And I always say a drink. Because if you're having a good time, that could turn into dinner Or it can just be a drink. Like, it's like you can easily cut it off and be like, done, thank you, see you, goodbye. But I don't, I'm not a huge drinker, so it's never, it's not an issue for me to like get to a point of like inappropriate.
Right. So well, somebody mentioned that they have a two drink rule. Yep. Yeah, which is super smart.
And also that gives you an opportunity to kind of bail on it. But yeah, I don't, I mean, for me, I think I view dating like it's pretty easy for me now. Like I used to get real nervous about it, but like showing up or whatever, it's always at a pretty established public place. Mm-hmm. So it's not like you're going to their house where you're gonna get right. chopped up into little pieces. Like I would never do that.
No,
but there are people who do, and
that is so yeah. I just
yeah so and I think especially dumb. From the men perspective, like a lot of stuff is about just a hookup. And people are like, you know, I'll get messages and they're like, can I come over? And it's like, gross. Like, I don't even know who you are. Do you really think I'm going to like let some stranger?
Well, unless you're moving too. Into in one my month, house. Like, that person knows.
Yeah. I just don't think, get how people think it's like.
Where you live now. Which is, I think, is the most intimate
the respect
thing.
Level and everything. Yeah. It's yeah. gross. Wow. Yeah. And I, yeah. I mean, there's definitely been times where it's like one drink and you're out. Like,
yeah.
Like for sure, but
I've definitely seen it happen. I've watched a lot of them happen. Yeah. Yeah, it's so fascinating to watch.
Fascinating. And but it's also like a job thing for me. Like I have to talk to people I don't know all the time, so it's not. People like to talk about themselves, so you just ask them questions about themselves, and it's you create a dialogue and conversation.
Warm
like
up.
That part doesn't freak me out. Yeah, it's. I think online dating is. The thing that stresses me out is like, you know, what you write on your profile and the pictures that you put up, does that really match who you are? Like, that's the part I always have anxiety about. Like, do mm-hmm. people think that that matches who I really am? Because mm-hmm. I think it does. And some people have told me that they think it does too. But, you know, I think there's a lot of that. Like, you can always.
Yeah, a disconnect there does signal some something.
Right.
Right.
Like your pictures are really old or.
Yeah. Like show me that you have something like you have a friend that's good enough to mm-hmm. take a picture of you.
Oh, my God. And when you don't have a picture, like that is a huge red flag to me. Like,
yeah.
Like who are you trying to hide from, your wife or.
I've seen the funny ones, too, where it's like a guy on his Tinder profile has like. A picture of like him kissing a bride.
Oh my God.
Have you seen that?
Yes. It's and crazy. Like there's people, I mean, I come up and I don't know if people are you, I mean, okay. I don't know what people are, I don't know what people are into in their own relationships. And so like true. That's, there's that. But like, I'll be like, I know you and you're married and you're on Tinder. Like, what are you using it for? You know, like,
yeah,
just a and social media app, but like that's what Facebook and Twitter are for. So why do you need Tinder? I don't. The one thing that's interesting about Tinder is the location. So like as you travel around the world, and I or around the world, around the country, or
you're
whatever.
So fancy.
Like I've used that when I'm traveling for comedy, and I'll put that I'm performing at, you know, whatever club because it's mostly like I'm trying to get butts in seats. It's not. I'm not going to hook up with any single. One of these people, but I will freaking market the shit out of what we're doing. You know what I mean? And so people will be like, oh, hey, you're, and I'm like, yeah, come to a show. Like, I'm not ever going to talk to you and I'm not going to hang out with you, but I know that the club needs butts and seats.
Yeah.
So let's make it happen. You right. know? But so I, people use it for different things. I just don't get what married people want from
well,
it.
And I feel like there's no privacy online anymore, right? Like, so what would you do if you saw someone that, like, I mean, you have to kind of tier it out, right? Like, first tier friends, of course, if you saw their husband on.
Oh, yeah.
On, like, how do you intervene? Because that stuff can be really tricky.
Not yeah, I had a situation like that.
Oh, my God.
And
it's so hard to know what to do in they those
were,
situations.
Yeah, they were having some marital problems that I already knew about. And what I had learned was they were trying to work it out. And then I was on OkCupid and I saw his profile and I screenshotted it and I sent it to her. I called her first and yeah. I was just like, look,
it would probably be a moment this. Where you'd be like, is this a good time to talk?
Yep. Well, we talked about it previously. So it wasn't like completely out of the blue, you know,
right.
But yeah, I said, hey, I think I texted her. I said, give me a call when you're by yourself. And
smart.
Then so she did. And I told her, I was like, you know, I was just like a random, like scrolling through, like it wasn't like
searching for
him. And I said, and I sent her the screenshots, and I was just like, you know, if you're really trying to work it out, like, this doesn't seem like a great. And she was like, she was glad I told her, you know?
Yeah. And I think knowing part of it is kind of knowing the signs when you're on there, like knowing, like, if somebody won't meet you
right.
until late at night, or if somebody won't meet you or ever, like, if you're into like a month or two of dating and then they never have you to their house.
Oh, I have a story
like
about
red
that.
Flags.
Yeah. There's this one guy, like, this, like, there's a bunch of guys I see who, like, don't have face pictures.
Yeah. And you immediately, you're like,
because they're in a public serving job. And I'm like, who isn't? You know,
right.
like,
in this day and age,
who doesn't have like a public, hello? Like, public persona, public whatever. Like, who? What makes you so special that you think that you need to... It's because you're hiding something. Like, I'm sorry. I just think you're either married and you don't want your wife to find out, or you're into some weird shit and you don't want people to know who you are.
Yeah. And that's, you know, like, I think that dating should be something that you have throughout, like, you know what I mean? Like, coworkers should know that you're looking to, like, that's just classic networking.
Yeah.
Like, if you're like close coworkers or people that you also know would be active on a site like that.
Right.
I don't know though. I guess because I can't speak too much into it because I've never been on, but
girl, I can.
I know you can.
Girl,
and so I feel like you should, like, your coworkers should know that you're, like, they could be like, oh, well, my cousin is A, B, C, and D, or I don't know. That's a great way to meet people, is to meet people through people you know, and especially through acquaintances. Yeah. Not necessarily people you know really well, where it could get really screwed up. But the acquaintanceship thing and getting in the same room as people that they think might be good for you,
right.
That's a great way to do it.
I mean, most everyone I've dated probably in the last 10 years
mm-hmm.
has been from online. Like, that's just the reality of it. There's a few that haven't been, but majority have. And that's because of all the people that I know who have friends, like, most of their friends at some point in our friendship, like, we know each other, you know, mm-hmm. and like, it's just not.
You have a huge network.
Well, and then what does that say about me that none of them want to date me?
I tease. Which you have put it out there. Like, you're on a mission.
Girl.
Which I think is great. I don't.
It's not a mission so much. Okay, here's the thing.
Okay.
I've done a lot of work on myself in the last
however many years. It's impressive.
Thank you. And for a long time in my life, like, relationships were a really, really, really hard thing for me. And mostly because, like, if you don't think that you're worth it, or you don't think that you deserve it, and you don't think that, like, intimacy, not the sexual kind, but the emotional kind of intimacy, mm-hmm. was really hard, like, impossible for me. Mm-hmm. And so, like, doing all that work, like, I feel like I'm in a really good spot now. So it's not like I'm trying to, like, find a husband, which, I mean, mostly I just want someone to help me pay my student loans and stuff. But, like,
it's all about bearing the burden of life and financially,
and, like, together,
emotionally, and everything.
And together, like, it's like someone who just has your back, like, so completely, you know? Like, I want to be able to do that for somebody, and vice versa. And, like, and I could not do that for a really long time, which was my own issue, and I had to do a lot mm-hmm. of stuff on that. So, like, I feel like, I mean, it took me 37 years, and I'm finally, like, at a place mentally where it's like, yeah, I think I could do that now, you know?
That's huge. Like, having a champion and being someone's champion is...
I've never known what that's like.
It's I haven't either until very recently.
Yeah.
And I, before, I almost had the relationships I had one that was sort of similar, where it was just like really, but it was like, you know, really early college and love,
yep.
and just would, like, overall couldn't work out it for the long run. But I had there was a very competitive nature
yep.
to the first relationship, long relationship I had, who I was married to him, and a very, very critical thing where it was like, it was never enough, never good
That's
enough.
That's the thing.
Or never,
like, the
champion,
dumb,
like,
games that you know, it's like, if
yeah.
you like somebody, just, like them and let them know. Like,
be
that's the part I don't get.
And, yeah.
It's like this dumb back and forth. It's like, come on, people. I don't know. I don't
be
have
like,
time for it anymore.
It is vulnerable to be like, I yeah. really like you.
Right.
And then to have them say it back, and what that creates is incredible. So how else do you, have you ever besides like using online? You said mostly 100% has been from that. Have you, I mean, you do go out enough. You do have opportunity to access people, but
yeah,
do you feel like it's just impossible?
I think, you know, when you're in college and like everyone's out doing the same thing, like on the same page, that's a totally different dynamic.
That's a good point.
Like now when you go out, it's like you have a group of friends that you're going out with, probably most of them are married or you're couples or whatever. And you're going out to enjoy each other's company. Like when I go out with my friends to a bar or a restaurant or whatever, it's like, I'm there because I want to spend time with them. Like I'm really interested in whatever. I'm not paying attention necessarily to like what's happening around me.
Yeah.
So it's like I don't have like a group of girlfriends that's like, let's go pick up dudes.
Yeah. Are you like, but are you gonna try that that thing that
the couples, the grown-up grown-up club?
Grown-up club. Yeah, they have
So
what do? You pitch a friend of yours pitches you as someone who's eligible.
Yes.
So this is a way, this is a good example of how you're doing.
I think we maybe missed the deadline. Which is fine.
Oh, they're gonna do they do one once a quarter?
Yeah,
or
it was like Friday at noon was the it's a great idea. It's a great idea.
I could probably help the next time around.
Oh my god, no stress. It is a cool idea. So like someone pitches you, like someone would pitch me, I couldn't be there.
Yeah, I love
because,
that.
Because like they're pitching me and so they get up and do like a PowerPoint about me, whatever.
Which is the only acceptable use for PowerPoint.
Yes. And yeah, so I don't know. Yeah, I think that's a great idea. It's funny because I also think it's like about how open you make yourself to like
space.
Yeah, like for in my life, you know, comedy was a big part of that. And I was doing open mics all the time, shows all the time.
Yeah.
And so like I would talk to people, but then I'd be like, oh my God, you need to fit into my schedule. And I only have Mondays from 4 to 6 available. Like, so like that was creating a roadblock for me. And so things didn't really work out very well. And then only when I kind of made the shift to sort of take a step back from like, open I wanted mics. To have a life. And so I created a life and I started to do different things instead of focusing solely on the comedy world and everything, which wasn't providing me a lot of sustenance in this in this realm.
Yeah.
It's like literally if I look back at the calendar, like the minute I did that, the minute I sort of made a choice and opened up my schedule, things just like started raining. Like it was like, I was like, come to me, Jesus. Like it was fun and great. And I met a ton of people and I went on a bunch of dates and like some of them were great and some of them not so great. But like, you know, that's par for the course. And it's, and it like that has just never been the situation for me. And so like to make that conscious choice was great. And also I think just the work that like that you do on yourself, like that is just such a big, huge part of it. If you're not ready for what's presenting itself to you, then you're not going to be able to appreciate that for what it is.
Well, and also about like you have to have done a certain amount of work to let someone fully into your life. Right. Like I think we talked about this on a previous show.
Like if you want to vacuum naked, is someone going to be okay with that?
Oh, yes. That's also a good example. Yeah, but that is, it's like presenting your, okay, being comfortable enough to present yourself as who you are. Mm-hmm. So if someone digs your stuff as it is,
right,
as you are, then that's a good match. If the, if you feel like you have altered everything, like you have to be smaller, funnier, blown out hair, perfect makeup, smart about certain things, that is altering yourself and you are not entering into it.
Instead of waking up with last night's mascara.
Well, I mean, I think that there is like, especially when you're meeting people, there is like a kind of interview thing you have to do. You have to be a more, I think that it's a good idea to be more polished. It gives you confidence more than anything. Right. Like you feel better when your hairy legs aren't under your jeans.
So like
you
the feel time, better.
Those are your personal things though. Some people don't.
Like last Saturday when I was freaking out about what to wear for this date I had, because it was like built up for a while. And I was like, oh my God. And I was texting Maddie Gibba like 10 minutes before I was getting picked up. And I was like, which outfit? One or two? Tell me. I need
cute.
You know. Is it? I don't know. It was just kind of ridiculous.
I'm sort of jealous of Maddie. So it's really sweet.
It was mostly because she was trying to tell me that I need to wear like a statement necklace. And I was like, I don't have a, what is that? Like, I just like a sensible red lip and like a gold earring and like a statement. And she's like, think about like a pattern on a pattern. I was like, oh my God, what is all this?
I don't think that.
I know, but she's adorable.
Like she is adorable. Yeah. I think soft and skin.
Yeah.
I think like a.
I basically just wore like a swimsuit. That was it.
Oh, so it super. Worked out that's really soft.
Well. Like
and
a
skin.
Leotard. Yeah.
I like want to see, like, I want to see like some skin, but I don't want to see like legs and boobs. Do you know what I mean? Like, and I don't date women, but like, just if I were to dress someone for a date, I would be.
So here's what I wore. It was like a regular collar neckline dress, you know, like a, it wasn't V-neck or low cut or anything, long sleeve that I love.
Good zhuzhing.
Relatively short dress, right?
Yeah, but like, you had a high collar.
Yep. And black tights. So there was no, it was like, sassy, but not, you know,
and refined.
Yeah, I like that.
I feel like everything needs to just be like, you know, maybe a little bit, you know, soft and touchable, because it always feels good to like touch something soft. Yeah. If you like say hello and you like kind of touch their arm or whatever, do you know what I mean? Like that is there's a response there.
Yeah.
So anyway, and what do you do to stay? And we had some good...
to stay positive.
Yeah, staying positive during this where it can be like, you know, it is a numbers game.
And it's totally a numbers game.
And like I hate to even say that out loud, but it's so true. It's just like jobs. Agree. Like if you need to like expose yourself to a lot of things to see how, you know, one thing might fit on or might work. So how do you stay positive? And how do you suggest that people stay positive?
Well, I think you also, you have to be proactive too. Like, it's not, like, I used to be where it would just be, I would deal with whoever came to me. Mm-hmm. But now I am also proactive about, like, if there's someone that I want to reach out to, like, I will.
Oh, yeah. So taking a little control that way?
Yep. So that you're, because sometimes I have found that, like, the people that want to talk to you aren't necessarily the people that you want to talk to.
There's a barrier.
And vice versa.
Yep.
Yeah. So, I mean, so it is a numbers game that way. And then, you know, breaks are good too. Like I haven't taken much of a break in the last year or so.
But that is something that I hear my friends coming. They take, like specifically it said, okay, I'm going on a break for the summer so I can just...
live life.
Yeah. Or I'm going on a break for this period because I, you know, had my hopes up and really wanted to just, I really want to clear my mind before I enter into something else.
Well, also, I think it's really important to not take stuff personally, too. Like, that's a huge... Yeah. Because, okay, like, if someone doesn't want to talk to you, like, big deal. You weren't talking to them already. Right. So it's not like you didn't lose anything there. Like, who cares, you know?
It makes me so sad when people say, what's wrong with me?
Yeah, like...
I'll change it.
Yeah, I mean, no. It is what it is. And, like, there's a lot of gross things that happen on the internet, too. And I like to say what I think, as you know.
I have seen some of your replies, and they are fierce and lash-like.
Oh God,
it's interesting. But I think it's a good way to take in that control, because if someone does say something like that makes you skeeved, like to say, no, not okay, and put up the emoji hand, like no,
like I just don't get like the entitlement in a lot of way. But oh, there is one funny thing, like on Instagram, Tinder nightmares I follow, and which is a really, people screenshot stuff, mostly women, of course, screenshotting and sending it, and which is just a really good, if you're ever wondering like what kind of stuff is out there that people get, that's a great example. Now the best thing about Tinder is you can't send pictures, so it's like just text. You know what I mean?
Okay, got it. So it's hashtag Tinder Nightmares?
It's at Tinder Nightmares. It's an actual account.
Oh, it's an account. Yep. You submit. Got it. Cool.
And, but yeah, like this morning, I mean, I just got a lovely message from a gentleman who, really young, so ridiculous, and just said, would you like to have nasty sex? Like that is the entire content. Like that's the first.
Oh, wow.
I was like.
So maybe that's what. Okay.
Yeah, I just don't understand. Like, how do you... and so I was trying to think of, like, a witty comeback before I block him. But because that's what I like to do. I like to have a zing, block. That's my defense. You zing, and then you block them so they can't respond.
Right. No response. Which is great. Yeah, no time
yeah,
for that.
Yeah, so I just haven't spent a whole lot of time there yet, but there's a lot of, hey, do you want to meet up and hook up? I'm going to be in town this day. And you're like, gross. Does that, and like the dudes that typically do something like that are doing that to hundreds of women. Because it's right. Like they think maybe like one person would be like, yeah. So one out of 100 is great for them. You know what
do
I
you,
mean?
Have you ever come across a woman who has done that? And no. Has taken that?
I never have. So that's like, I always want to understand that. Like, does that really work for you? Like, I can see how for men that works because that's how men, like gay men, you know, operate a little more on the less emotional, more physical side.
And I don't think that's terrible. I don't think
it is either. It's just not what I'm into. Like, it's...
I know. But sometimes I think like they're onto something a little bit.
Yeah.
Like sometimes.
Just for the hookup part.
Not to put every single gay man in the same category.
Exactly.
At all. But...
But my friends that I know, like, they're
they, most, like, hold eye contact for... It's like 10 seconds and then yeah. They know they're going to hook up.
Yeah.
And it's like kind of fascinating from
and then it's done.
Anthropological standpoint.
Yeah. Well, that's why I think like dick pics are a thing too, because like men think like that's what they would want. You know, like
I would choose someone looking at breasts over looking at a dick 100% of the time.
Sure, but like from a visual perspective, like, you know, we're as women, I think, operate on the more emotional plane. I mean, there's people that operate on it's very fluid.
But
so,
I'm just saying, like, yeah. I would rather look at breasts. I'm a woman.
Yeah.
With breasts,
yeah,
and they would rather look at that. They're a man with that. Like, I'm yeah. not. I'm saying it kind of makes sense.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
But I don't know. But they think then we want to see dicks.
They said that we want to see it too.
Yeah,
and we're just. I would never.
I mean, sometimes sure,
text a picture,
but like not
unsolicited picture yeah. of my breasts to someone.
Well, also, I don't want that shit to end up on the internet. Because guess what? When people send me a dick pic, I show it to everyone. I'm like. Listen up. Check this out.
If it is unsolicited, you have 100% yeah. right to do that.
Even if it's not, it's like it's out there. That's your fault. Like you did that, you know?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm not going to post it on the internet or anything, but I'm sure as hell going to show everyone.
It's
especially when we break up. Just kidding.
Wow. Okay. I fall behind a little bit because I am clearly not gifted in this arena.
Yeah, it's interesting.
Skilled, not gifted, but, you know, learned.
Well, and it's funny, like, performing across the country, like, because I do some jokes about online dating. People can think that's hack or whatever, because, you know, it's sort of a part of modern society. But, you know, I kind of have a take on it. Like, it's what I found is...
You have a great take on it.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah.
But, like... People write the same things, you know, like everyone is basically like the exact same. Nobody writes anything that's like groundbreaking and new and exciting. Like it's literally like every guy says that his favorite movie is Shawshank Redemption. I cannot tell you like how many hundreds of profiles. It's like that's their favorite movie. I'm like, what? That is, first of all, it's what, like 25 years old or 20 years old?
20 years old.
And like what's the deal with that? Like I want to like culturally phenomenon. Cultural yeah. phenomenon there, like why is that it? And then like, you know, they all love to go out but also stay home, which to me I'm like, that okay, so like everything. Like that covers like
I like everything. Everything is awesome.
What's a typical Friday night? Going out or staying home. Right, obviously. Like no shit.
I am 100% on team stay home on Friday.
Right, but I mean it's like they like there's no specific thing. It's like right. It's such a general.
The more you can be yourself,
yes,
and put your like weird out there, like wave your weird flag.
Yes.
That's just those are the little like beep 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 indicators that attract other people.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like the fact that I, whatever, have like this wild mane of hair.
Yep.
Like I just like let it go.
Yep.
Like I let my hair go and it is the way it looks. Like it looks what I think is perfect or what is someone right. else. Like every time I think it looks like shit, people are like,
"It's so
your
great.
Hair is yep. gorgeous." And I'm like, oh, thank you. What I'm thinking is I napped for 4 hours, mm-hmm. woke up with pillow lines.
I woke up like this.
And was really late mm-hmm. to like, on my way to something, and I get so upset when I'm late for things. You know what I mean? Like
that's why we're friends, because we feel opposite ends of the spectrum.
We do, like total freak fag. Like just wave it. That's yeah. That's the time that you meet. That's the time yeah, that you like just, attract that the real things.
Yeah, so. I just don't get why.
I think Shawshank Redemption is actually an interesting movie choice because I want to say this. It is a little bit stale, and it sounds like you've seen it a lot. So,
and I think it's, this is my take, is that it's because it shows you care a little, but not a whole lot.
Well, I think it shows an emotional side of a man.
But like hundreds of dudes.
I know, but I think it's safe in a way, in a good way. Mm-hmm. I think it's like they're trying to say, like, I get that, you know, that it's, it, I can be emotional too and soft and strong at the same time. So there's some
and work really hard, but play way harder.
Don't really like. I can act in, my life is narrated by Morgan Freeman.
Oh my God. He does have
maybe a good that's voice. What they're saying.
Yeah, that's true. It's true. I, yeah, I just, like, I always just think, like, oh, people should be more original, less predictable. I like people who know what they like.
Yeah, agree. So I totally get you. Like, mm-hmm. if people, like, even if it's something I don't like, I love what other people love. Mm-hmm. Like, if people are really, really into something, mm-hmm. I think it's so cool. I think that obsession is super sexy.
Yeah.
Like, I love, like, people that are interests. Really into beer and have like a lot of knowledge about it, or people that are really into vinyl and I mean records and have, like, you know what I mean, like unbelievable knowledge.
Vinyl
and,
as opposed to tablecloths,
right?
Okay.
Or like the seats.
Yeah.
No, I was talking about like S&M vinyl, but
oh whoa. Latex.
And so I was thinking
lambskin,
like, you know, whenever I say like people go out to like record store day and stuff, yeah. I'm always like, those are my people, the people yeah. that are like really knowledgeable and obsessed. So like I'm attracted to that. And so yeah. whether it's romantically or just like they end up being friends, like I want to see more of that. And I think that is, that should, you shouldn't try and be neutral. You should try yeah. and be as specific as possible when you're filling out these things. Mm-hmm. Like that stuff that you used to like color for hours when you were a kid and get lost, or like you used yeah. to dig in the like the vacant lot next door and make a fort. Like, mention that weird, cool
like,
stuff.
Yeah, instead of saying like I'm laid back with a sense of humor, it's like, well, so is everybody. Like everybody,
everybody is, wants to be.
Well, that's what I mean. Like saying, I'm a that's good what everybody says that they're, you know, and like I think on my profile, like I write that, you know, I'm independent, like kind of. I can't fake anything to save my life, but I'm thoughtful about what I say. Like, you know, so like the independence part, like I'm trying to work on that. Cause I know like that's good, but also an extreme of that is not good. You know what I mean? Like if you're trying to find a partner or whatever, like I say what I'm into, like lifting and comedy and whatever. And like that I have a public presence. And if like you have to be kind of cool with that, but I don't like to always be the center of attention like at all.
Me neither. Yeah.
But sometimes it's a thing that happens and like you're okay with sharing that, like because that's a special kind of person too. Like a lot of dudes are not. That's kind of like an a generalization in the typical like
a lot of thing people you've found.
Yeah. Like in the typical gender roles,
mm-hmm.
you know, like a lot of times. I feel like I'm supposed to laugh at your jokes and be like, like, yeah. that's not how I am. So yeah. if you can't handle that, like you just, I need you to know that. Like,
that's
right
a
away.
Big deal for me too, because yeah. I will go off and talk to like someone at a party or have to be spread around mm-hmm. if it's a, you know, some sort of thing. And I need them to be like, not like, why able did you abandon me at a party?
Own, yes.
Yeah. 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 Like a yes. really good conversationalist is sexy as hell.
Agreed.
Someone who could talk to anyone about anything
and have opinions.
Yeah.
Have opinions. Like, I know you're trying to be nice when you ask me where I want to go to dinner, but sometimes I just want you to just
thoughtful.
Tell me where we're
yeah,
going.
Yeah, and we have thought about it. Yeah. I think it is about, yeah, yeah, thoughtfulness and just like, oh, I've really, and even a desire to try a place, that's yeah. sexy too. Like, oh, I've been trying to make it over to such and such, and I noticed today that they have this food truck there that night.
Like, I was on a date last Sunday, and I went, like, we went to dinner and I went to the bathroom and I came back. He's like, I ordered already. And it was just like tapas and stuff. But like, I was like, I loved that. Cause like, I wasn't super hungry or anything. And it wasn't like a weird 50 Shades of Grey kind of thing. Like, it wasn't like that at all. I was just like, thank you. Cause I really just didn't care. And I didn't want to decide. Like, he just was like, just did it. And it was great. I
love that.
I did too. And it wasn't, and like I said, I mean, we had been together earlier and I could handle my own orders and stuff. But like that particular moment, I was like, that is pretty awesome.
That is awesome.
Yeah, it was.
I like that. I like that a lot. Like, I wouldn't want it too
all
much.
All the time, but, right. Absolutely.
But I think, like, it's when take it's appropriate. Control. Yeah, and or just, like, just be yourself. Mm-hmm. Like, if that is something that you would do, you're like, you know what? I'm starving. I just ordered a couple of things. And it was, like, and then they can also, like, put together, right? Like, mm-hmm. they order, like, a cheese plate with
yep.
the Brussels sprouts. And you're like,
yes.
Yeah, do you want to do this again sometime?
It was great.
And then I really was curious about how, like, we talked a little bit about this, but how, like, what can I do? You know what I mean? Like, as someone who is watching you and other friends go through this, it's not like it's something terrible, but there is a, like, there's got to be things that I can do, which is, you know, probably just regular friendship stuff. But do you want us to, like, introduce you?
Yes. Oh my God. Yes.
Do you want, you know what I mean? Like, all what can I do to support you?
I think that's great. I think it's way easier and more fun to meet somebody through friends, because there's a little bit of vouching that can be done mm-hmm. there, which is why Hinge is so interesting, because it's like, as the app, like, you meet, you get matched with people who have, you have mutual Facebook friends with.
Yeah.
So like, there's a little bit of what's the word I'm looking for? Credibility built in to that.
Yeah.
And so if you were like, you should meet this person, like, obviously I know that you know me and you know this other person and you think that makes sense for whatever reason. I know that that's tricky based on, like,
yeah, follow up
and expectations and like what happened, you know. But I think once you get to a certain age, it maybe feels a little less intimidating that way. Like, mm-hmm. you don't, you know, like, people are just like, it is what it is. Like, let's just have a good time. Less dramatic, you know?
Yeah. And I don't have to, like, my source of pause is not wanting to have anything be weird.
Yeah.
Or not. Agreed. But so what I've done in the past, and I've explored actually starting a matchmaking service and maybe an app at some point, because I have such a large network of people and it seems like I attract people that are figuring things out mm-hmm. a lot, which sometimes includes relationship stuff. And I'm really happy to do that. And I think it's because I'm open about working it out. It's not because I have everything figured out. It's because I'm open to having the conversation about what's wrong and how do you fix it. So I feel like what were we even talking about?
Well, what you can do to support.
Yeah. So, what I have done. Sorry about that. So what I have done is I've asked people to things and then not told them. Not told either of them.
And just see what happens.
And then I'll make a point to introduce them at the party. You know, and I love, like, we've talked a lot about thoughtful introductions. Mm-hmm. So I'm kind of like in the space where, you know, getting them near each other and then introducing them in a thoughtful way. And mm-hmm. I've done that a number of times. And I think one out of maybe 12 people I've done it to knows. Because I love that approach so much because then it's organic and nothing's planted in the background. Like, she thought, or I have to answer to her about how it went.
Right.
Because that's the stuff I want to try to avoid for both parties.
Absolutely.
So.
Absolutely. I agree with that. And like.
Try and be kind out there too.
Yeah. It's funny because I will tell that to everyone. Like, if you set me up, like, I will go. Like, do it. I will totally do whatever. Like, it doesn't freak me out or scare me or, like, have expectations. Because even, like, with online dating, I don't have expectations. Until you need to have expectations.
That's good. I think that if anyone wants to meet anyone I know, please, please reach out.
If anybody wants to meet me, please reach out.
I am so happy to set people up when I know it's going to, when they know they're going to be adults about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't require adulthood from a lot of circumstances, but this is one of them where you have to, like, drop in, be a guest star, and then exit.
Well, and that's the thing, like, because, you know, sometimes I think people be like, well, you're a girl, like, if you're straight, like, I'm straight. If you're a girl and this is a guy, like, you should go on a date together, because in like that, doesn't really make sense. Or like my friends that are, you know, same sex, homosexual, whatever. It's like, well, you're gay and they're gay, so you should go out. Well, that doesn't really mean that's a good match, right. You know, like
That's like mother-in-law.
Be a little more, yeah. You need to be a little more thoughtful about it than that. But
or like Auntie Phyllis's yes. thing. Like, oh, you don't need to go across town to meet a boy.
On a blind date one time, like a year or two ago. And of course, it was a friend who set me up. And she's like, whatever. I was like, great, I'll totally go. And it was like... ridiculous. within meeting, I was like, oh yeah, no, this is
square block round hole.
Yes, it was like the worst. So I mean, but it's a numbers game. It's all about experiences.
That's true.
I love
too.
Meeting people. You build the stories that you have, like,
well, and you also learn what you don't want,
yeah,
or what you want more of through those experiences.
How you want people to treat you, mm-hmm. how you want to treat people, like, I don't know. We all have baggage, and like that's the thing too. People will be like, oh, I have so much baggage. It's like, well, everybody does. Like, who doesn't?
Right. And Amy Bailey on our Facebook mm-hmm. page said that. She's like, if you're 40 and you don't have baggage, like something's actually wrong. Right.
It's just about how you deal with it.
Yeah. And how you turn it into something positive or useful.
Right.
Not necessarily positive. I don't want to always be the Pollyanna, but you know, you'd be like, you know what? I learned that I like to be adored. Like, it's something about being, like, adored is something that I like. I didn't know about that until I met Kyle. I didn't know that I liked that. And then he did, and I was like, this feels really good. And I didn't even understand why, and I resisted it, too, at first. But I think that's the kind of stuff that you need to embrace is, like, if they make you feel good and they're respectful and... I think so many of us are used to being treated like shit, especially in our 20s, you know, that a nice guy can come along and treat us really well. And we're like, huh?
You're totally right.
Yeah. So
and then sometimes that nice guy can also turn into like a really aggressive and
that's true, too.
Overpowering.
So because they want to get in.
Yeah.
Essentially. But I think like just. Really trust your gut and keep
that's the key, right?
Trust your gut and keep your good friends in the loop who know you well.
Yep.
Because those people should tell you the truth. And then if you're trusting your gut and you also have the feedback of people that really care about you, you'll, you know, get on the right track.
Agreed.
So anything else?
No, I think that's great.
Please weigh in on the Facebook page, and we'll come back to this topic, I'm sure, as we keep recording. And we'd love your feedback, and we'd love to just create a community there of people that can talk about this kind of stuff. And
tell
also, tell
us your stories,
and make we're gonna make your life better.
We're the Real Simple Magazine of podcasts.
I love that. You are so cute.
All right. Well, thanks for joining us today, because you're the best.
Aw, you're the best.
This is Jen, and you can find me on the internet at jenshaw.com or on Twitter at jenshaw.
Wow.
Yeah.
And this is Kate, and you can find me on Twitter at cleverkate or online at clever-kate.com.
You can find this podcast on the newly revamped mathishard.net or anywhere you listen to podcasts, including iTunes.
Nice. XOXO.
JK.